Washington, this is VOA News. Australia hosts the latest G20 summit. The Islamist group Boko Haram takes over the city where it earlier kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. World leaders have arrived in Brisbane, Australia. They're there for a two-day meeting of officials from the world's largest economies. The so-called G20 is expected to focus on global finances, climate change, and the situation in Ukraine. In an interview just before he arrived in Brisbane, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States of, in his words, crudely violating the spirit of international cooperation. He complained about U.S.-led sanctions against Russia put in place in response to Russian actions in Ukraine. Ukraine's president is saying his country's armed forces are willing and able to fight back should the ceasefire agreement reached in September between his government and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine unravel. President Petro Poroshenko spoke in Kiev today after meeting with Ukraine's top security officials. The Islamic militant group Boko Haram has seized the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok, the home of more than 200 schoolgirls the group kidnapped earlier this year. Boko Haram has seized a number of towns in Borno and Adamawa states this year for a caliphate proclaimed by the group's leader. A new immigration battle is brewing in Washington amid reports U.S. President Barack Obama is planning to take executive action to protect up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Officials familiar with the plan say Mr. Obama could make an announcement as early as next week, or perhaps wait until next month. That's when Congress approves a budget. This is VOA News. Israeli police say a key Jerusalem religious site at the heart of recent tensions between Israelis and Palestinians was quiet today after Muslims of all ages were allowed to worship there. Israel had restricted worship at the Al-Aqsa Mosque to people 35 and older, fearing younger people could stir up violence. Meanwhile, there was violence between Israeli troops and Palestinian protesters at several locations in the West Bank. United Nations investigators say Islamic State militants are committing war crimes and crimes against humanity on a large scale in areas under the group's control in Syria. In a report today, a UN panel focusing on acts by IS in Syria found the jihadist group's fighters are guilty of massacres, beheadings, torture, sexual enslavement, and forced pregnancy. Panel member Vitit Mutterborn says children are often targeted.
Children being used as child soldiers, children being forced to watch public executions, indoctrination in school.
The panel said the Islamic State group also deploys fighters close to civilian areas, including homes and farms. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani began a two-day visit today to neighboring Pakistan amid optimism that his talks with leaders in Islamabad will lead to enhanced political, security, and economic cooperation. Ayaz Ghul reports.
President Ghani is visiting Pakistan for the first time since taking office in late September. He's accompanied by a high-level delegation of cabinet ministers, Afghan army chiefs and business representatives. After holding initial talks with senior officials in the Pakistani capital, Mr. Ghani and Afghan army chief General Sher Mohammed visited Pakistani military headquarters in the nearby city of Rawalpindi. President Ghani will hold in-depth talks with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Saturday, and he is scheduled to watch a cricket match in Islamabad between the two countries before concluding his trip. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A European probe has begun drilling into a comet to collect scientific data. The Philae probe landed on the comet on Wednesday. Andrea Accomazzo is the flight director.
I want to join what Olga said, what Jean-Pierre Bibring said yesterday. This mission is already fantastic. It is fantastic. Let's stop looking at things that we could have done if everything had worked properly. Let's look at things that we have done, what we have achieved and what we have on ground. This is unique and will be unique forever.
The agency says harpoons that were supposed to anchor the probe to the surface failed to deploy properly. The probe's battery power could soon run out, and scientists are doing what they can with the time they have left. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes, they're mixed at this hour. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.